Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. Peter and I are taking a summer hiatus to prepare for a very exciting relaunch of our podcast this fall.
We're making the podcast better than ever before, and best of all, we will soon be coming to you, our listeners, to ask you to write us brand new stories.
More on that soon, but while we're away, we're going to keep putting out episodes with a grab bag of our favorite stories.
Today, we have two unreleased stories for you.
The first one comes to us from a then first grader named Faith.
And Faith's story is called The Alien.
Oh, wow, darling. It's so beautiful out here in this field at night.
It certainly is. There's no way that anything strange or supernatural could happen.
Say, what's that falling out of the sky?
Oh, it's a meteor from space.
Look, something's coming out. It's
an alien!
Excuse me if I don't get up. I'm very tired.
Wow, what a lazy alien.
Alien, explain yourself.
Sorry, just let me try to... Excuse-ems, that's just the sound I make.
Gross.
Alien, explain yourself in greater detail.
Okay. I am crazy, I am lazy. I am an alien. I am crazy, I am lazy. I am an alien.
Look, there's more.
Crazy, lazy, I am an alien. My name is Crazy Lazy Alien. Crazy, lazy alien. I am an alien. I am an alien. I am an alien.
Crazy, lazy alien.
Crazy, lazy, I am an alien. My name is Crazy, Lazy Alien. My name is Crazy, Lazy Alien.
Ba-ba-ba! The end!
You know, Peter, that story reminded me, sometimes I feel like you're an alien.
Why? Because I'm sometimes a little bit lazy?
Well, because you're a little bit lazy sometimes. And because of those tentacles that are sticking out of your chest.
These?
Oh, gosh. That's truly terrifying.
I'll work on it.
You know what? I think it's time for another story, Peter.
All right.
This next one comes to us from a kindergartner from Albany, New York, named William.
And William's story is called
My Pet Peeve.
William, Patrick, it's time to wake up.
Coming, Mom.
All right, boys. It's almost time for you to go to school. But first, you need to have your breakfast so you can have energy for your studies. What would you like to eat, William?
I want to eat my favorite kind of cereal, sweet fruit circles.
And how about you, Patrick?
I want to eat my favorite cereal, sweet fruit circles.
With sliced strawberries and low-fat milk.
With sliced strawberries and low-fat milk.
Mom, he's doing it again.
Mom, he's doing it again.
Honey, he just looks up to you. I think it's sweet.
Honey, he just looks up to you. I think it's sweet.
It's not sweet.
It's not sweet.
All right, boys, now eat up. You're going to be late.
All right, boys, now eat up. You're going to be late.
Patrick, seriously, get a grip. William, make sure to hold your brother's hand when you're crossing the street. Have a great day, boys. I love you.
All right, Patrick, no talking while we're walking.
No talking while we're walking.
It's for safety.
It's for safety.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
You're my pet peeve.
You're my pet peeve.
When I want cereal for breakfast, you want the same kind.
When I want cereal for breakfast, you want the same kind.
Stop eating sweet fruit circles.
Stop eating sweet fruit circles.
Eat Cruncher Berry Oat Squares.
Eat Cruncher Berry Oat Squares.
Or waffles.
Or waffles.
Or cream of wheat.
Or cream of wheat.
Just no sweet fruit circles.
No sweet fruit circles.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Whoa. Who's that well-dressed dude walking toward us?
I'm that well-dressed dude walking towards you. You know, I'm a very cool rapper, and I couldn't help but overhear your awesome wordplay. You kids have got some mad skills.
What are you talking about? He just copies me.
What are you talking about? He just copies me.
Oh, there it is again. He's not copying you. That's what we rappers call sampling. He must think you're pretty cool.
Hey, maybe he's right.
Maybe he's right.
Yeah, rapping's all about copying with just a little rhythm tossed in for seasoning. Just like that powdered sugar on your French toast. If your little brother is a copying fool, well, don't stress out. He just thinks you're cool. So if you do something and he does it too, just do it together like rappers do. Now, when I say a cereal, you best repeat that cereal. Say sweet fruit circles.
Sweet fruit circles.
Say sweet fruit circles.
Sweet fruit circles.
Say Cruncher Berry Oat Squares. Cruncher Berry Oat Squares.
Cruncher Berry Oat Squares. Cruncher Berry Oat Squares.
Say what? Waffles.
What? Waffles.
Say cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat.
All right, now you guys are hipping and you're hopping. Hey, who's that humorless man lurking in the shadows?
Hi, Roy Schneider, president and CEO of the Sweet Fruit Shapes Corporation, maker of Sweet Fruit Circles, Sweet Fruit Squares, and of course, Milk's favorite cereal, trapezoidal sweet fruits. I couldn't help but overhear you guys singing that awesome rap about Sweet Fruit Circles, and I was wondering, do you want to be in an unpaid commercial for Sweet Fruit Circles?
I think we just did.
Seriously, though, do you want to be in the commercial?
No.
The end!
Thank you all so much for listening to this week's podcast. And if you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come to New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan. We'll also be at the Lucy Fest Comedy Festival this weekend in Jamestown, New York. Find out all those details, times, and tickets at our website, storypirates.com. Make sure you visit us on iTunes to rate and review this show so that more people can find it. Go to the website, get a t-shirt maybe, storypirates.com.
And tell a friend. Just tell a friend.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey
grown-ups, today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.